Next patient is Gary Kruger. K-R-U-G-E-R. Kruger Gary, G-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 6-6-52. Date of visit 5-3-22. Please make a copy for Kelly Cohen. Kelly is K-E-L-L-Y, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, F-N-P. That is F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, F-N-P. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and asthma. Next. Paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 69-year-old male who has a past history for COPD and asthma, has been on oral steroids, including prednisone, and uses an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. The patient was recently seen at the Advent Hospital emergency room for wheezing and exacerbation of COPD. It was treated with steroids and bronchodilators. The patient does have a cough, brings up whitish yellow mucus, and denies any night sweats, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history for recurrent bronchitis and asthma. And a history of tonsillectomy in 1956, appendectomy in 1973. Cholecystectomy in 08. He was treated for shingles and has been diagnosed to have COPD. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke, but in the past smoked half a pack per day for about 2 years. Next paragraph, I'm sorry, drinks beer regularly. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died following hip surgery with complications. Mother had a history of diabetes and died at an elderly age. Next paragraph. System review. Patient has no fatigue or fever or weight loss. Next, the patient has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has wheezing and shortness of breath, and hay fever. He has urinary frequency and no flank pains or back pain. He has no heartburn, black stools, or diarrhea. Denies jaw pain or calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling. He has no anxiety or depression. Next, he has easy bruising, his no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss and has itchy skin. Next, paragraph, med list included montelukast, 10 milligrams daily, albuterol and Atrovent solution with a nebulizer, QID as needed, and Crestor 10 milligrams a day, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This this is an elderly white male. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sign of this clubbing of perfluidema. Blood pressure 138/70. Pulse is 74, respirations are 18, temperature 976, weight is 152, saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosa edematous, throat was clear. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with wheezes bilaterally. Prolonged expirations, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular as on an S2. No S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1+, with no growths, more depths, its cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, patch number one is COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number two, obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is history of hypertension. And, can you please add that in the past history as well? Patient has a history of obstructive sleep apnea. And, not on a CPAP presently. Okay. Finally, at the end, plan, the patient will get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. IgE level and CBC to be done. And the patient will also continue with Symbicort 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and montelukast 10 milligrams daily. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Kelly Cohen, FNP. Cohen is C-O-H-E-N. F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, FNP. -BC. B as in boy and C as in girl. Thank you, Stark D'Souza.